Right, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, have a rogel arise to have a maisile komaili shabata kanta de peri. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, his arisa means the man that used to work on his fields, his field men that used to get a certain percentage of the produce, have a maisile, he used to bring to him every Shabbos kanta de peri, a basket full of peri. Every Friday he would bring to Rabbi Shmuel. Yoy Mechod, it once happened, Aisilei B'hai B'Shabbata, he brought it to him on Thursday, not on Friday, but on Thursday. Omalei, so Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi asked him, Ma'ishino Idna, what's happened today? He came a day early, he gave him his barrel of Paris. Omalei, so the Yorah said, you should know, Dina Isli, that I have a Din Torah to go to. V'yamin, and I thought, Agav Urchei Aisilei Lamar, that while I'm here ready, let me give you something. And the kids, of course, he wanted him to be the dayan. Is like kibbuvenei, so Rabbi Shmuel did not accept the basket. And even so, Omalei said to him, "Shino, pasuna lecholadina, I'm not fit to be a dayan for you. That since you're doing such a favor for me, you want to bring it a day earlier, I can't be a dayan for you." So the did was oisiv zuzi de rabbonin. He set a pair of rabbonin ulkedainalei, and he made a psak din for them. So they gave it over the psak din to two dayonim. But Ba'adi the Kozel, while Rabbi Shmuel was walking, V'yossi Omri said to himself, like he started to think, how his Oris should win the Din Torah. He started to think to himself, if he wants to let him say this, he'll let him say that way. In other words, so Omri said like this, Teipach Narshim Shemekabli Shechid, it should bust like the nefesh of the people take Shechid. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel saw upon himself that if he would have been a dayan now, he would have only saw the good of the Soros and not the bad. Even though he gave over the Din Torah to somebody else, in his mind, he was thinking about the good of the Soros. So he saw how strong it is, this Inyan, not to take Sheikhid. And he said, O ma ani, ma duch mi, shloi natalti, I didn't even accept it from a Yoris. He wanted to give me the basket Thursday, I didn't accept it from him. And even if I would have accepted it, what am I accepting? Shalino Talti, he's an artist, he's a worker that works on my fields. So true, he keeps some of the pears, but the rest of the pears are mine. So the fruits that he's bringing is my own fruits. He's not even giving me a present. He's giving me my own fruits. And still, Rabbi Shmuel felt that he himself was thinking now for the good of the artist, since he brought it a day earlier. Is kach mekabli shoychad halachas kama v'kama? For sure, that people really accept real bribes, real tivis from the people. For sure, that dayan can't think right, and for sure is in the paskin wrong, and oivay for such a person. What says Rabbi Yishmael ba'abaril Elisha? Aisila Yehu Gavra Reishas Ageis. He was a kain vaystois, and somebody bought him the Reishas Ageis. The lochir is the first shearing. Or if you take off your sheep, you have to give a certain amount to the kain. Omalei Mechiyat, where are you from? Omalei Medeich plant for such a city. Come from LA. Homahosom Lochli, heavy coin, the Mason Lay. Tulkva, where you are, based in San Francisco. There's no coin from San Francisco to LA. He had nobody else to give it to. What's that but you came to me? Omalei said to him, take it easy. Deniously, I have a child didn't tell me to go to. We are mean and I thought, like, let me smear you a little bit. Agavurcha, Yaisi Lecholamar. I might as well give you already my rashes against. Today that tomorrow, but it didn't turn, you'll do me a favor also. Omalei, Vishmol said back, nothing doing. Pasuna Lecholadina. I'm not fit to be a dying for you. And Lekibubina, he didn't accept the rashes against. Is Oisuble Zuzid Rabbonin? No, I skipped some. Let's see. Yeah. He put in there also, he appointed some other Zugod Rabbonin to be the Dayonim, but Ba'adi the cause of while he himself, Rabbi Shmuel, was walking away, V'yossi Omer, he said to himself, I boy toyin hochi. Like he started to think to himself, how this person could win his Din Torah. Because he started to think for his own sake, his Omer, he said to himself, Teipach nashem shemekabli shechet, it should bust the people that take shechet. Omani madach by me. Shloi natalti, I didn't accept the righteous against of this person. V'yem natalti, even if I would have accepted it, shloi natalti, like I'm a kohen. And he's a Yisrael, he has the chiyuv to give it to Kohanim. It's not calling, it's giving me his own special matana, a special present. It's a mitzvah. He has the chiyah to give away his reishis agayis, the shearing that it takes of the wool. He has to give a certain amount to the kohen. So I'm not taking anything special from him. Still, I myself started to think for the good of him, is kach mekav l'shech la mishlina talti. Kach happened this, is mekav l'shech la kama v'kama. For sure, the people that take real bribes, how much they're going to be off and not passing the right way. Rav Onin, Aisela, Yehu Gavra, Kinto, Degildi, Devegili. Somebody brought him, Rashi says, Dozum Ketanim. Somebody brought him some small fish, some sardines. Omalei, so Rav Onin asked this guy, Maya Viratecha, what are you doing here? Omalei, Dinisli, I have a Din Torah to go to, and I want you to be my dayan. Is La Kibuminei, so Rav Onin didn't accept the present. Omalei said to him also, Pasum Lecholadina, I'm supposed to be a dayan. It's like Sheikhet to be dying for you. Omalei dina demar leibinish. No, I don't want you to pass him a shayla. But kibulu lekabo mar. I want your korban to accept my present. I want to give you these sardines. Lemoyin mar miakruva bikurim. You should not hold me back from bringing bikurim. Why? The Tanya will learn this. The pasuk says v'yishbo mibal shlisha v'yovel yish holakim lechem bikurim esrim lechem sarim v'karmel v'tzakloinoi. That he brought him, it says, Bikurim. For at the Gemara, v'chi Elisha, eicha Bikurim evei, was Elisha like a kohen in the Beis Hamikdash eating Bikurim? What do you mean he brought Elisha to Bikurim? Ela comes to teach us like this, Ela Loimaloch, to teach us, that kol ha-mevi dorin l'talmud chacham, whoever gives a present to a talmud chacham, is ki'ilo makriv Bikurim. It's like you're bringing Bikurim. Here also, that's what the person said, he wanted Rav Onan at least to accept his sardines. If he'll accept his sardines, and Rav Onan will eat it, he'll be considered like this person brought Bikurim. Is Omelis, I want to say like this, Kabule le bin le Kabule. Really, I didn't want to accept it. Abahashtra the armored le taima. Now that you tell me the reason why you want me to accept it, Mikablina, I will accept it. This is a good reason. Shadre le kaima de Rav Nachman. He sent him in front of Rav Nachman. It's time to have the din Torah. Isholach le nedaina mar le haigavra. So Rav Onin sent this person in front of Rav Nachman, and like the Rav told Rav Nachman, please you be a dayan. You he didn't do any favors for you. You could be a kosher dayan. The Ano Onin pasul le ledina, because me Onin I'm possible to be a dayan for him. So when Rav Nachman heard this, Omri said like this: Mi d'sholach lihochi. Since Rav Onin is sending this person to me, and he's saying that he's posel, so he thought, why is he posel? He thought, Shema Mina, Krevei, who? That Mustam, it's his Karev, it's his relative. Therefore, Rav Onin is posel to Paskin, so therefore he's sending the din to me, Rav Nachman. So the Maisa was, Hevi Koyin Dina the Yasmi Kamei. Rav Nachman was about to start passing the Shaila, Negei to a Yosem, an orphan out of Shaila, Din Torah. He was about to start passing his Shaila. But Omer of Nachman said like this, Ha yesay. Listen, I have an essay to Paskin in Torah for the Yosin, but I also have an essay to Paskin in Torah for Rav Chanin's a relative. Now, for Ha yesay, the covered Torah Adif, and he thought it's Rav Onan's relative that must be also Big Talmud Chacham, or even giving respect to his relative is like giving respect to Rav Onan, so covered at Torah is Adif. So Solka Ladina the Yasmi, he pushed aside the din Torah with the Yosem, with the orphan, the Yach Ladina, and he brought up this person, the Paskin Ishaila. The Kivon the Chozo by Dina, Yikoro, the Kovid Lei, Isatam Tanisa. What happened here? Rav Nachman was a dayan now. Now this person, true, had a din Torah, but he had it against somebody else. Now when this other person saw the Kovid that Rav Nachman was giving him, the other person got shook up, like, and he kept quiet, he couldn't tie in the good. That's also not right to do. But the dying can't show favoritism to one person more than the other. Because here the dying, like, showed because of this person, he's giving him respect. So the other person, the Baal Din, with this person, felt bad, like, kept quiet, istim like Tainisa. He couldn't open his mouth. So Gemara says, Rav Onin, and this was a chsaron in Rav Onin, Rav Onin shouldn't have done this. So Gemara says, because of this, is Rav Onin heavy rogel Elio the Yosi Gave. Up until now, Elio Anova used to learn with Rav Onin. To have a masnele Sidra the Elio. Used to learn with him Elio.
It's called Seidat Eliyahu Rabbah. You used to learn with him. Kivun the Yavad Hochi, now that Onan did something like this, that caused the Din Torah not to be the right way, that because of this, the other person was Istum Tanisi, he had to close his mouth, he didn't have what to say. Is it Stalik? Eliyahu Hanavi went away from Rav Onan, stopped coming down to Rav Onan. Is Yosef Betanisa, and on Rav Onan felt terrible, so he started to fast. Oh boy, Rachman, he dived into Hashem, the Yosef, and then finally Eliyahu Hanavi came back to him. Ki Yosef, but when Eliyahu came back to him now, having Mavislei, Busei, he was not much afraid of him. In other words, Vaisas Esther did this chet like, he went down to Madrega, now that he wasn't able to be with Eliyahu Hanavi anymore. So what happened was, V'ovit Tivusa, he had to make him a special box, like Vaisas, a sealed, closed box. He should sit, Rabbanu should sit in there, and not to be afraid of Eliyahu Hanavi. V'yosef Kamen, he sat in front of him, Adiyafaglei Sidra, until he finished learning this Seder. And the Gemara says, V'hainu Diyamu, that's what we have, Sidra the Eliyahu Rabbo, and Seder Eliyahu Zuta. These are the two things that first Eliyahu used to learn with Rav Onan normally. That was the Seder of Eliyahu Rabbo. And then after this chet that he had to learn with him in a box, that was called Eliyahu Azuta. Trashi Seder Eliyahu Rabbo, Shalomat Chutzla Teva. Seder Eliyahu Zuta, Shalomat Batecha Teva. He learned inside this box. Mor says, B'shnei de Rav Yosef, in Yosef's times, have a rischa. There was, Rashi says, rischa, ko'asha, mokim, abor, rov, li'olam. Hashem was like, was angry at Klal Yisrael, and he made a famine came. There was a rov. So, B'shnei de Rav Yosef, have a rischa. Amri le Rabbonim le Rav Yosef. So, Rabbonim says to Rav Yosef, li'boi ma'r rachmi, we want to ask you, please, daven to Hashem. Omalu, he said, hashto, oma Elisha, madach ba'elisha. Heavy Rabbanim, Mr. Mekamed, Rabbanim went away from him. Heavy Paishi Trey Alfin, Umos and Rabbanim, he still had 2,200 Rabbanim left by him. There is, you can imagine how many Tamidim he had, Elisha. That even when the Rabbanim did leave him, Trashi Kimiftri Tamidim Imenu, Lam Rebesa Medrish, Heavy Paishi Gabayu, Oichli Shechonoi. That is, when the Tamidim came to learn by him left, and how many people stayed to eat by him? 2,200. Still, Beidnin Rischo. Lehavi boy Rachman, when Hashem got angry and brought a famine, he did not dive into Hashem. I know me myself, e boy Rachman, shmi myself dive into Hashem, and I'm not choshev enough. The Rosh says, now remind the Paishi Hochi, how do we know this is the amount of Tamidim left over by Elisha? The Pasuk says, V'yem me'shoshroi, me'iten zeh lefnei me'ish, ma' lefnei me'ish, wasn't in front of 100 people, ilay madukule lefnei me'ish, all in front of 100 people, Peshnei Betzuris too, there were a lot of people there. And let me to say, the whole Chad V'Chad came in Mayish. Everybody was in front of 100 people. And he had a Mr. Rabbonim Ivei Rav, have a Faishi Alfim Mosain Rabbonim, there were 2,200 left over. Ivei Rav Hun, that's for him. Now Ivei Rav Huna from Rav Huna's house, have a Faishi Timne Meyer, there were 800 left over Rabbonim. Rav Huna have a Dorish, Betleisa Amaroi, Rav Huna used to dash in 13 Amaroim, he had a kaimer rabbanim mesifta, and the bani used to get off on the mesifta. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. Just, we'll do this last gemara again.